Brachos Perek Tes Mishnah Beis Ala Zikin on comets like a meteor, Ala Zvos earthquakes Lo Aleinu, Ala Brokim and lightning, Ala Haraomim and thunder, Ala Ruchos like a tempest, a hurricane or something like that, crazy winds. Omer Baruch Shekoicho Ugvrosim Molei HaOlam. He would say again with Hashem's name, Baruch Atah Hashem Kenim Acholam, Shekoicho Ugvroso, that His strength and His Gvura fills the whole world. Now, the Mefarshim bring that a person also has the ability to say another bracha. He can choose even lechatchila and say, Baruch Atah Hashem Kenim Acholam, Osem Ma'aseh Breishis, and all of these, because they're all Ma'aseh Breishis as well. There, and so much so that the Tiferes Yisrael explains that when thunder and lightning happen at the same time, since Osem Ma'aseh Breishis applies to thunder too, not just like the Mishnah brings down, Shekoicho Gvuras Molei HaOlam, so it's better when they happen at the same time, just to say Osem Ma'aseh Breishis, then create yourself a bracha Shein Tzricha, an extra bracha. Because L'chadchila, the bracha works for both, so don't just say it for one to needlessly create an extra bracha. Mishnah continues, Al ha'horim v'al ha'gvos, so when one sees mountains, large mountains, gvos, big expansive valleys, v'al ha'yamim, and big bodies of water, v'al ha'naharos, and rivers, we're not just dealing when we say rivers, we're also dealing one of the major rivers of the world, v'al ha'midbaros, and deserts, these massive, beautiful phenomena, these natural phenomena, Omer Baruch Oisim Ma'aseh Breishis. So he says, Baruch Oisim Ma'aseh Breishis. He does not say, Shekoicho Ugvrosim Molei HaOlam. And it has nothing to do because these are not demonstrating Hashem Koch. That's not what the Rishonim say. Rather, the Rav says, because you don't see it when a person has when there's a mountain in front of him, Masha Ein Kein, thunder, a comet, lightning, they're seen much, much further away. Most, it even sounds like the Rav, the way that Taisisantiv even brings it up and asks on him, or doesn't even ask, he just sort of brings it up, that it sounds like, according to the Rav, that these phenomena of a comet, we understand, most of the world sees a comet, but even like thunder and lightning, it sounds like he learns that, most of the world sees it. Rashi, the Taisisantiv actually brings Rashi, that says that these are either seen or they're heard from very, very far. A mountain you can also see from very far. But I guess not as far as lightning, and also you can't hear it as far. These natural phenomena are heard also. Thunder is heard from much, much further away, and lightning, I guess, is also seen from much, much further away. So that's why when only something that's seen from very, very far or heard from very far away, or whether you learn it's the whole world, most of the world sees it or hears it. So only those you say Shekoicho Gvuras Molei HaOlam that fills the whole world. But on something that's not so far away, you say Osem Ma'aseh Breishis. And like we said, you can always say Osem Ma'aseh Breishis on anything, even lechatchila. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Haroes Hayam HaGadol Omer Baruch She'asa Hayam HaGadol. Rabbi Yehuda says that when he sees the Yam HaGadol, which is the Mediterranean, he would say Baruch She'asa Hayam HaGadol. And Rabbi Yehuda explains, Rabbi Yehuda is just coming to teach us that Yam HaGadol, but not the tributaries and the small little bodies of water that come out from the Yam HaGadol. But obviously, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the other large bodies of water of the world, you would make a bracha for. But he singled out the Yam HaGadol, and there's a special bracha because it's chashivas and it being on the border of Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah continues, Bizman Sharoa Oso Leprokim. And he makes this bracha, Dafka, when he sees it once every 30 days. If it's less than 30 days, if he just saw it yesterday or less than 30 days ago, he doesn't make this bracha. It's only when he sees it after 30 days. Al hakshamim v'al b'suras tovus, when there's rain, where it hadn't rained in a long time, or b'suras tovus, or good news, omer baruch ha'tov ha'metiv. He says ha'tov ha'metiv. So the Rav brings down that if we split it up by gshamim, by rain, it's dafka when a person has land, and it's b'shutfus, where he owns it with a partner. So tov, Hashem is good, tov for him. And meitiv is for somebody else, is for his partner. If he doesn't have land at all, he makes a different bracha altogether, which is, the Rav brings down, modim nachnu lach Hashem l'keinu al kol tipa b'tipa, every single drop that you give us. If he has land, but does not have a partner in this land, so he would just make a shechiyona. That's what the Rav says. But when he has a partner, he says a tova meitiv, on the rain, and obviously on Besuras Tovas. And then this too, the Tresor explains that it's not just good news that it's for himself, but it's good news for somebody else too. Otherwise, he would also just say Shachianu. If it's just on himself, he says Shachianu. When it's himself and somebody else, it's a Tova Metiv. Yala Shmus, Val Shmus Ros, and on news that's not good, that appears not good, Omer Baruch Dayin HaEmes. He would say, Baruch Dayin HaEmes. We should all only hear good news and Simchas.